sign for the upcoming wildfire season and could affect the agricultural sector and food prices.
That's NPR's Matt Bloom reporting. This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A Lawrence man is in custody after confessing to strangling his grandmother. Lawrence police were called to a home early yesterday morning where officers found the 70-year-old woman unresponsive. She was declared dead at the scene. 25-year-old Marcus Casella was arrested without incident. His 24-year-old brother was found unharmed in a bedroom with the door shut. After being interviewed at the police headquarters, Casella was booked on suspicion of first-degree murder. An Overland Park man has been charged with attempted murder in connection with a stabbing on a boat tour in Hawaii. KCTV reports that 21-year-old Avery Nissen was on a snorkeling tour off the Kona Coast Thursday afternoon when he allegedly stabbed the boat captain with a fillet knife. 62-year-old Stanley Lurbiecki is listed in stable condition at a local hospital. Nissen is being held on $1.5 million bail and is scheduled to appear in court tomorrow. In sports, a big loss for the Royals from the Yankees, 13-4. They played their third in the series at 12:35 this afternoon in New York. And in college baseball, Oklahoma State ended the Kansas Jayhawks' 11-game winning streak after finishing up Friday's suspended game and resuming yesterday because of weather. The Cowboys won 13-2. Then in their regularly scheduled that followed, KU bounced back to win 13-3. The Jayhawks and Cowboys conclude their series this afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Pew Charitable Trusts, telling stories behind data and trends that shape our world today through its podcast, After the Fact. Learn more at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact.
Sunny skies today, warmer temperatures in store with highs getting up to the mid-70s, light winds from the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Sunny for tomorrow, highs again in the mid-70s. Under sunny skies, it's 49 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
This is NPR News.
We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Soulis Auctions, presenting international works of art and cultural artifacts from the estate of a Kansas collector who moved to Tokyo, Japan in 1978. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com.
If it feels like spring came a little early this year, it wasn't just your imagination. This was the hottest March ever recorded in the contiguous U.S., going back 132 years. What that means for this year's wildfire season. That story and more coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Your $10 or $20 a month may seem small, but it can make a big difference. Your sustaining gift combined with those of fellow members all add up to a big impact over time. And that impact turns into inspiring stories, ideas, and community connections on KPR. Join us today at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks for your support.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
We have a gorgeous day ahead of us. No clouds in the sky. Sunny, warm today with highs getting up to the mid-70s. Light winds from the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow looks a lot like today, although a little windier with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. It's 51 degrees in Atchison, 51 in Emporia, 52 here in Lawrence, 49 degrees in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Be teaching them and the other kids.
It's like a seeding the next generation of Ikebana artists.
Margot Bauerlein, NPR News.
Weekend Edition is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station. This is NPR News.
50 years ago, All the President's Men hit theaters and a political mantra was born.
Just follow the money.
We hear how filmmakers today are wrestling with questions of presidential power on screen.
We're kind of in a little bit of a post-consequences era where you don't really see somebody step down.
Join us for that discussion on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering porch pots, planters, hanging baskets, and flowers to celebrate mothers across the KPR listening area. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Speaking of plants, if your house plants keep dying, maybe it's not your fault. Today on This Old House Radio Hour, we'll get some practical tips for keeping your plants alive. That's coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on KPER 1. If you're joining us on KPER 2, stay tuned for This American Life on KPER 2. Today on This American Life, cheating, the cheaters and the cheated upon. That's 20 minutes away on KPR2.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting the music of John Williams, a composer of movie scores including Star Wars, Jaws, Schindler's List, and more. Saturday, May 2nd. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
Sunny skies today, warm temperatures with highs getting up to the mid-70s. It's 52 in Emporia, 53 in Lawrence, 52 degrees in Topeka. You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Subaru. In partnership with the Arbor Day Foundation, Subaru and its retailers will have distributed 165,000 trees since 2025. Subaru, more than a car company. And from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPER, it's This Old House Radio Hour. Sunny skies today, warmer temperatures in store with highs in the mid-70s. Light winds from the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows getting down to the lower 40s. And then tomorrow looks a lot like today, but a little windier. Sunny skies, highs again in the mid-70s. Winds from the south with gusts up to 30 miles per hour tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting The Laramie Project about the murder of Matthew Shepard and its impact on a college town. April 24th through 26th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com.
It's 55 degrees in Emporia, 55 in Lawrence, 54 in Manhattan, and 55 in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. From LAist and APM American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largess. If your houseplants keep dying, it's time to change your approach.
probe your blunt object into the soil about 25 to 50%. See if it's moisture on the soil.
Bravo's Carl Radke returns to the cramped Pittsburgh home of his youth that taught him to hide, to strive, and to survive.
Depending on how you frame it, there's a lot of good memories, there's a lot of tough memories, and a lot of our family ups and downs were captured in that house.
Choosing the right floor isn't just about looks. It's about durability, cost, and making the right call between repair and replacement before small problems get expensive. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump says U.S. officials will go to Islamabad tomorrow night for
youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by the Home Old House Radio Hour.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old Radio House on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the spring edition of The Counselors, featuring KU and Washburn law students, April 23rd, 6:30 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And from Emporia State University Choirs, presenting She Sings, a Women in Music Festival, Saturday, May 2nd at Beach Music Hall in Emporia. Details at emporia.link/she-sings. We have a beautiful day store. Sunny skies, warm temperatures, highs in the mid-70s. It's 57 in Emporia, 57 in Lawrence, 58 degrees in Topeka.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by the Home Depot 60, and we can answer your question next time. Coming up, Bravo's Carl Radke shows us his old house.
I mean, there was always kids that would make jokes about, oh, we can't go to Carl's because it's too small. My house was the size of their garage.
That's next on This Old House Radio Hour.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. We've got 20 more minutes of This Old House Radio Hour. Then stay with us for Prairie Journal. This week on Prairie Journal, it's spring, a great time to get outdoors and explore Kansas nature. Our Kansas 250 bookshelf series continues with a little help with Marcy Penner, Lisa Grossman, and Max McCoy.
I realized that even though I had set out to find the river, this was my stated goal, that I was going to find the river. What I ended up doing was finding myself.
That's on Prairie Journal, coming up at 11 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny and warm today with highs getting up to the mid-70s. It's 58 in Lawrence, 59 in Emporia, 58 in Topeka.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by Legacy Box. Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Prairie Journal. Today, we're getting outside and exploring nature with a little help from the Kansas 250 bookshelf. That's next here on KPR. Sunny and warm today, highs in the mid-70s. It's 60 degrees in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Library has done this program. It's been a good boost for Kansas and for authors. We appreciate that.
I'm Kay McIntyre. We'll have more Prairie Journal coming up right after this. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Working with Dreams, Andrew Sherwood, PhD, Jungian analyst, assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at workingwithdreams.com.
We've got more Prairie Journal coming up. And then stay with us for 105 Live with Nick Carswell. Today on 105 Live, it's a special broadcast from the 780 Songwriters Circle, recorded live at the Lawrence Public Library. That's on 105 Live at noon today on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies and warm today with highs getting up to the mid-70s. It's 62 degrees in Lawrence, 62 in Topeka. 250 bookshelf books at library.ks.gov. I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's 105 Live. We'll hear musicians from the 780 Songwriters Circle, recorded live at the Lawrence Public Library. That's coming up next, 105 Live with Nick Carswell here on KPR. Support for Prairie Journal on Kansas Public Radio comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com. And from One Day, One KU, the 24-hour giving campaign on April 28th and 29th from noon until noon, benefiting the University of Kansas. More information at ku.edu/oneday1ku. Hope you'll get outside this afternoon and enjoy this beautiful day. Sunny skies, highs in the mid-70s, light winds from the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Tomorrow will look a lot like today, but a little windier. Sunny, highs in the mid-70s, winds with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. It's 64 in Lawrence, 64 in Topeka, 65 degrees in Manhattan. The time? It's 12:01. This is KPR.
Hello and welcome to 105 Live. This is Nick Carswell with you for a very special edition of the program.